Hello. Thank you so much for taking the call. This is Elba. I'm calling you from Opinion Research. This is a public opinion polling firm, and I'm just calling to ask you if you would like to have your help with a short 4-question survey. That's it, okay? This is an important issue facing Texas. And I would like to start by getting to know, in this case, thinking about how you vote in the state and federal elections, would you say you tend to vote for more Republicans, more Democrats, or an even mix from both parties, ma'am?
I'm sorry, what is it?
Yeah, thanks. Hello, thank you so much for taking the call. This is Elba, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research. This is a public opinion polling firm, and I'm calling to ask for help with a short 4-question survey. That's it, okay? This is an important issue facing Texas. And I was telling her that thinking about how you vote in the state and federal elections, would you say you tend to vote for more Republicans, more Democrats, or an even mix from both parties?
I'm a libertarian.
Okay, so would that mean that you are all Republican, mostly Republican, both parties, or mostly Democrat, or all Democrats?
Libertarian.
Okay, libertarian.
If there's a libertarian candidate, I'd probably vote for a libertarian.
Okay, yeah. So in that case, do you approve or disapprove the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor of Texas?
Governor Abbott? I approve for the most part.
Okay, would you say that you strongly approve it or you somewhat approve it?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And also, if the general election for President of the United States were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Probably the Libertarian candidate. Joe Jorgensen was my girl last time.
Okay, thank you so much. And which statement goes closest to your opinion on guns? Would you think that we need to make drastic changes to our gun laws in Texas, including banning all assault or weapons? Or do you think that
no.
We need common sense gun reform in Texas, like universal background checks? Or do you think that we need to protect the Second Amendment if we don't need any kind of new laws restricting the right to keep and bear arms?
We need to protect the right to bear arms.
Okay, thank you. That concludes our survey. Thank you so very much for your participation. Bye-bye.